Jack?
Hi, Monty.
Why aren't you out being a tourist?
Well, I guess I've been too busy.
You are missing all of the hot spots.
I was thinking of driving down to the ocean.
Oh, to see Tanalot.
What?
Tanalot.
Is that a good place to park?
No. It is the temple in the sea.
Ah. Is that a good tourist hotspot?
One of the hottest.
Mare, I wanted to talk to you about Tiffany.
Do you want a beer?
Sure.
I'll get a couple.
So I've been seeing a medicine woman. So?
So what did she say?
She said someone put a spell on me and she'll take care of it.
What does that mean? Remove it or get even?
Whatever.
Do you know what you're doing? Okay. Is she doing a protective spell or a counterspell? Tiffany, you don't fool around with this stuff and just walk away from it.
Someone is doing a number on me.
Listen, if this is
I'm going to stop it.
Okay.
And I'm going to get even.
An eye for an eye. Tiffany, listen.
Whose side are you on?
Nobody's.
Thanks.
Because I'm not convinced that anyone is doing anything to you. Jealousy is a very potent energy. And here, where you're dealing with elementals, I mean, you just think something and there it is.
David, well, how do you know what's been going on?
Look, I have dealt with black magic in Morocco and in Brazil, and I am telling you right now, you can get out of this.
How?
Leave Bali.
That's just what she wants.
Well, just give it time to cool.
She wants to fight. Okay, fine.
Who?
What?
She, who?
All I want is peace of mind.
Yeah, by getting even. Look, you don't free yourself when you tie yourself to that person. That's what they feed off. Don't you get it? Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks. You know, Tiffany thinks someone's putting a spell on her.
What?
Black magic.
Who?
I'm not sure. Maybe Nani.
Nani?
You know, she's jealous of you and Nani.
Why?
Well, maybe because you spend so much time with Nani.
We are friends.
I think you should talk to Tiffany and convince her that you are just friends. Otherwise, this jealousy of her is going to drive her crazy.
We talk.
You mean you have talked to her?
Sure. She wants me not to see Nani.
I know.
But we are friends since we are children.
Oh.
We played together.
Well, Tiffany thinks you're still playing together. Look, she really loves you. Okay, look, that's all I'm going to say. I'm off to the ocean. So, this is what the tourists do. Sit here and watch the sun go down. Well, it sure is pretty.
You are very poor tourist.
I beg your pardon.
Well, you have no camera.
I don't need one. I'd rather just sit and watch and listen.
Hmm. Do you like the ocean?
Oh, yes. If I had been brought up by the sea, I don't think I could ever live away from it. I've heard the Balinese don't really like the sea.
Because you don't see us lying all over the beach?
No. But I've read that your gods are in the mountains, and the demons live in the sea.
Yes.
Well, wouldn't that tend to favor one over the other?
Well, the ocean give us so much.
Yeah, but aren't your gods... when you...
Mr. Jack, when we talk of God, we call Deva. We don't mean the big god of Hinduism. We mean our own many, many different protecting spirit.
Yeah, but you do worship the Hindu gods.
Yeah, Bhattara, the High Lord. But they are too high, too... How you say,
Aloof?
Yes, aloof. Too aristocratic. No concern for our little problem. It is the local Deva that give us happiness and good life.
It certainly is a freewheeling religion.
What do you mean?
Well, from what I've heard, Balinese are extremely liberal in matters of religion. I'm told that every time a new idea is introduced, instead of rejecting it, well, you just take it for what it's worth, and if you find it interesting enough, you assimilate it. You mix it into your religion.
Yes, because no one knows what power there may be in the new god.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Hmm. And for you?
Hmm?
Your religion.
Well, I don't really know anymore.
So, Americans are happy?
No, right now, I'd have to say no.
Why?
Well, as a rebel Catholic priest by the name of Matthew Fox once said, greed is a spiritual quest.
Oh.
You see, we are the big consumer superpower. We consume to fill an emptiness that really is a spiritual emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't stop until we realize you can't fill a spiritual void by devouring everything you can lay your hands on.
Yes, I see. You say to me, Bali make me happy.
Bali makes me happy.
So why don't you smile?
That's a good question.
So?
Really, I'm always forgetting how happy I am.
Oh, Mr. Jack.
Mm-hmm.
If you not think so much, you're much happier.
Yeah, well, let me think about that.
No, no.
I'm just kidding.
To always see God above can cause you to forget that God is in nature, in the elements. It is also good to seek that which is beyond you. But remember, God is everywhere. Spirit is in the wind and the water and the balancing of human elements. To only look for what is beyond can make you blind to what is and remove you from that which is right here.
What is this?
A celebration.
Yeah, where are they going?
To the temple in the monkey forest.
Well, let's follow them and see what's happening.
Okay, Mr. Jack.
I keep thinking about that dance we saw today. Theater here, it's so alive. It really means something. I have the impression that even when you're doing dances just for the tourists, you still really do it.
You know, the gods enjoy a good performance as much as we do.
I see. Look, they're going into the forest. Wait a minute. Is that him? The old man? I need to talk to you. Where did he go? It sure is dark in here. Now I've lost the path. Damn it. Where am I? Wait a minute. There's something. A light. Is it him? Hey, I need your help. There's a friend, and she... No, that's not him. What are those lights moving about among the... This is a graveyard. Something is standing out there. Wait a minute. I think it's Tiffany?
Jack?
Come on, let's go home.
Jack?
Tiffany, turn around.
Jack?
It's me. Turn around, look at me. That's it.
Now, yeah. Turn around.
Oh my God! Great! There's demons coming out of the ground. Tiffany! Tiffany! They're blocking me off. They're in a circle all around me. Tiffany, come back!
Mr. Jack!
Nani! Nani, can you reach Tiffany?
Mr. Jack!
Nani! Can you reach her? Wonderful dreams we're having here. Okay, I'm coming. Yes? What? Yeah. Pleasant dreams to you, too. Bali makes you happy.